The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sabres get close to ending the winless streak, but can't get it done. They give up two goals in the final 2 minutes. Lafferty goes for tripping. The Bruins score on the power play, and Marchand adds the empty netter. And the Sabres are 0-10-3 in their last 13. As we welcome you in here to the postgame, I'm Brian Colziel. We'll get Paul Hamilton's take here in just one moment. Geeky 7th at 18-15, the difference. Reimer immediately reacted as if he was unable to make the save because of the contact, which he was. The problem was is that his player, his teammate, Mattias Samuelsson, is the one that initiated it. Would you have challenged or not? That obviously was a long debate at the Sabres bench. They ultimately decided not to challenge. You know, is it a higher percentage that you can get that call reversed, or is it a higher percentage that you can try to score in the last minute 45? Obviously, they still would have had a minute 45 either way, but you would have been shorthanded had you been wrong, which makes it much more difficult. But nevertheless, they fall here tonight, and we get Paul Hamilton in now. Paul, before we just talk about the streak continuing and the game as a whole, let's just go right to the game winner there. Geeky scores, Samuelsson with the initial contact. What was your opinion on that play, and should Lindy have challenged it?
Absolutely not. There's zero chance they would overturn that. There's no question Samuelsson put the guy into Geeky, or into Reimer, rather. So yeah. It's just, you know, he tried to push him out of the way, and he pushed him into his goaltender, so there was zero chance that was going to get overturned. Now, when I wrote down, I had Lafferty going at 16-15, and I had the power play goal at 18-15, which means that's 2 minutes. So yeah. I'm not sure – not that it matters, but I'm not sure that it's a power play goal. For all intents and purposes, it is, because the guy's not out of the box.
Right. It could change the even strength. Out. You're right.
Yeah. It was exactly 2 minutes in what I wrote down. Some house cleaning there, but still, you know, again, just a break of your own doing, and you wind up losing a hockey game in a hockey game that was probably their best hockey game in a long time. I'd have to look it up, but I thought they didn't give up much throughout the game. I thought they did a great job of penalty killing, and really, they may have done that one too. They may have killed that penalty off, depending on how they score that. But in the end, just because you accidentally push a guy into your goaltender, he can't make a save. It looked like Reimer was ready to make a save. I mean, he was square. He was up on top of the crease. So, you know, it looked like at least he would have had a chance to make the save. But once you know, he gets his left pad taken out from under him, he's got no chance at all after that. And, you know, Buffalo did get a break when Pasternak was offside, when it looked like the Bruins had taken the lead. And finally a call went their way and should have gone their way. Pasternak was offside. They got it right. So they took the goal off the board. So the Sabres are still alive. Again, just keep playing your game. And I thought they were. And I thought they, you know, as the game went on, they were getting a few more scoring chances. But they were giving up almost nothing. I mean, yeah, Reimer had a good game. He did have to make some good saves. And he, you know, even in a penalty kill, you're probably going to have to make a good save or two, and he did. But, you know, it's just a shame for them. There was a huge opportunity to break this streak and get out of the cellar of the NHL, and they weren't able to do it.
Could have been a nice story, Paul, for Connor Clifton against his former team. And we know Clifton's been struggling lately, Paul. If he could have gotten maybe that game-winning goal, he ripped one right off the crossbar there with under 10 minutes to go in the game.
He did. You know, one of the chances they did get there. So, you know, that didn't go their way. But, you know, I always say, too, some people call it luck. I think you make your luck. You know, when you have a lot of people around the net, you can usually make your luck. And look at what happened before the goal, the desperation you saw. You know, Reimer makes a great save on Pasternak on the one-timer, and the puck's bouncing around. Marchand's right there. But who gets there first? Byram, and sweeps it out of there, you know, before the Bruins could score. You know, and that was on that penalty kill before they did score. But, again, desperation. Something, a word we haven't been able to use with them very often lately. After giving up 7 goals in consecutive second periods in the last 2 games, they didn't give up any in this second period. They only gave up 5 shots. You know, had a very good second period where they outshot the Bruins 9-5. And, you know, they put that to bed for a game. And it just has to be very, very frustrating for a team to finally play the way they're supposed to defensively and still lose the hockey game.
And that, Paul, is where I was going to ask you next. They did what they had to do defensively. They limited Boston to 19 shots. Obviously, Reimer only surrenders 2, and one of them, you know, he's bumped into. So you figure if there's no contact, he's there to make the save. So, I mean, maybe, you know, he plays about as good as you could ask him to. But in the end, does doing what they did defensively come at the expense of the fact that they only generated 3 shots in the third and only scored 1? And how can they get both, I guess where I'm going here with this question. Can they get both?
Well, they've just been so bad defensively with the turnovers and their puck management. You know, that had to – it had to be a focus. You can't have the puck management that they've had lately, probably throughout this – for most of this streak, not all of it, but most of it, and win hockey games because you've got – look at the outnumbered situations they faced against Toronto. Every goal until the empty netter is because you were horrible with the puck, and it comes out the other way, and it's an outnumbered situation on your goaltender. And so that had to be cleaned up at all costs. That's probably going to cost you at the other end, you know, by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to be a slow process. I mean, we all know they're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, they would have to put together a 7-10 game winning streak to even get into the conversation. We know that's not happening. We know this group, you know, they haven't won 3 in a row, or 4 in a row, I'm sorry, since January of 23. So we know that's not happening. So you've got to take baby steps. And you did the baby steps defensively and had an opportunity to still win a hockey game. And you were within a minute and 45 seconds of at least getting a point out of that hockey game and going to overtime and maybe a shootout and seeing what happens. And you couldn't get that done. But defensively, I think they have to be pretty pleased. There were some turnovers to start the game I didn't like, but I liked the response to the turnovers. You know, it wasn't just like, oh, geez, we turned the puck over, it's 3-on-1, they're going to score. You know, that type of a thing. They responded to, oh, we had a turnover, let's help our guy out, which is how good teams handle things. Yeah, every team, best team in hockey, the Florida Panthers turn the puck over, but they know how to handle it. And if there's not a teammate there to handle it, the goaltender will handle it. You know, so that's the difference. So, all right, you played a good defensive game. Now on Monday, take that and now start turning that defense into some offense. And there was one play, and Marty mentioned it in the third period, it came up ice. It was just out of Cousins' reach. They had a wide-open 2-on-1 coming if Cousins could have controlled that puck. I don't know who it was coming up on the wing, but somebody was coming up, and he was wide open. So whatever would have come of that, I don't know, but it would have been a wide-open 2-on-1 for them coming up ice. But when you're in these slumps, you don't usually make a lot of breaks for yourself or get a lot of breaks for yourself. They got one when a goal came off the board, but they didn't get one when they pushed a guy into their own goaltender, and it was the game-winning goal.
3-1 Boston victorious. The winless streak is now at 13. The Islanders will be up next on Monday at 7:30. Steve Foley Law pregame at 6:30. Hope you can be with us then. Yeah, Paul, obviously they need offense. And now you're going to face an Islander team coming up that they have always struggled to score against here for the last number of many years. The Islanders, by the way, beat Toronto tonight 6-3. So they're going to be probably feeling good coming into that game on Monday. But they did well tonight defensively, Paul, without Rasmus Dahlin. That was something that, you know, maybe we could have sat there and debated or not, but they might need some help with his creativity on the offensive side here if they could obviously use some help scoring more than one to try to win.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll, you know, Lindy Ruff probably will, we don't know how much information he'll give us probably momentarily after he speaks in Boston, but yeah, you know, they were able to tighten it down defensively even without him, and I thought Dahlin had a good game yesterday. I thought he came back and defensively was fine. He didn't do much offensively, but defensively he was fine. I think Samuelson has been very good defensively since he's come back from injury, and I think in every game. Self again playing, and yeah, I know he pushed a guy into his goaltender, but that's not defending. That's not playing, you know, and I think he's been very, very good defending. Just the rest of the guys, you know, Byram, in some games is, like tonight, other games, eh. You know, he's up and down, but I thought he, you know, took on the Dahlin role rather well in this game tonight.
Paul, thank you so much for your work tonight. We will talk to you Monday with the Sabres and the Islanders.
Sounds good.
All right, Paul Hamilton there with us here on the postgame. 3-1 Buffalo falling in Boston tonight as we get our final stats now, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Just 3 shots in the period, in the third period for the Sabres. They end up with 20. Boston with 8. They end up with 19. As of this moment, the game winner from Geeky is a power play goal, so both teams 1-for-3 on the power play. Your Dynabrade.com power play update powered by Dynabrade Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. James Reimer, I thought he played well. 16 saves in the loss. Jonas Corposalo gets the win, 19 saves. Your 3 stars, all Bruins, Coyle with a goal, star 3, Corposalo the win in net, star 2, and Geeky, star 1. The attendance at TD Garden was 17,850, and again, the Sabres' next game will be on Monday night, 7:30. Notice just a little later start time, 7:30, and the Steve Foley Law pregame will be at 6:30 on Monday night. All right, for all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you at this time. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. 3-1, Boston victorious. The winless streak is now reached unlucky 13. I'm Brian Culzy on more postgame coming up. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bruins come back with Pastrnak. 3 seconds in the kill. Hyslop scores! Geeky! Reimer going to the referee right away, suggesting this should be weighed off.
There was definitely contact with Reimer as Brazeau was driving the net.
Well, there it is, the game-winning goal. Morgan Geeky not challenged. I'll tell you what Lindy Ruff said in a moment. It's brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. James Reimer did play very well. Kev gave the Sabres a great chance to win. Let's get Reimer with our save of the game.
Draw the Buffalo zone, Zacha. High slot, far circle one. Timer, Reimer, save, rebound. Oh, how did that not go in? A crowd helping Reimer to keep that one out, and it's cleared.
Now that sequence right before Geeky ends up scoring to keep it a 1-1 game. Our save of the game from James Reimer, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 3-1 Bruins. The winless streak is now 13-0-10-3. We'll update you on the standings in a moment. You can probably guess where the Sabres are. Let's get some final stats in here. Brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Again, the shots end up 20-19 Buffalo. Both teams at the moment 1-for-3 on the power play. Again, that Geeky goal scores literally as Lafferty's coming out of the box. So don't know if that's officially going to change or not, but doesn't matter. Bruins still win it there. The Sabres still end up getting a power play goal. That's their only tally, courtesy of J.J. Paterka. They definitely were better defensively tonight, for sure. And they did it without Dahlin, so it's commendable. They had their backup goalie in and really limited the Bruins' chances. But in the end, they still only scored one. But as Paul said, you know, here we are talking about baby steps. This should not be happening, but it's the state that we're at. They at least cleaned up one end. Okay, now maybe the next game can get a little bit more at the other end. Hey, let's play a team where we can really get some confidence and get our scoring mojo back. All right, let's see. There's 31 other teams. Who should we play, TJ, that can really help us get our scoring mojo back, make us feeling good about our offensive game? It's probably only like really.
There's only one team I don't want them like seeing, Brian. Let's check in and see who they're playing next.
Let's see. Oh, it's the New York Islanders.
Oh, jeez. No.
Probably the team I would pick last.
You could have named me any, like any AHL team. Like, obviously, yeah. You'd rather play the AHL team, but that it would be a more exciting game. I don't know what point I'm making here. The Islanders are just the worst possible candidate for what's to come here.
Yeah, I mean, the last time they played the Islanders, they lost 3-0. I think there was an empty netter, if I can remember here. If I can go back a little bit.
Maybe that's the opponent you need to just sort of
It was a 2-0
just sort of give a do-or-die kind of game. Like, just what do you have to lose type of game plan? I don't know what that game plan is at this point, but they got to think of something.
Yep. All right, so a couple things from Lindy Ruff. He said it was unanimous by the coaching staff not to challenge that game-winning goal because of the Samuelson contact. So,
sure.
I'm a little bit more open to thinking about it. Just because you're so desperate there. There's so little time left.
There's a minute and a half to go. You have not won a game in 12 games. What right. Do you really have to lose there besides another goal?
Correct. And I know you're going to be shorthanded, but you can pull the goalie and make it 5-on-5, right?
You, again, have a minute and a half left in the hockey game. Like,
right.
Take a chance. Even if it's 0.1% chance it's overturned, take that.
Do I sound stupid by saying I want to think more about challenging it, and I also would tell you I would predict they wouldn't win it? I know that sounds very contradictory, but
I agree. I don't think they were going to win that challenge, but I also think in a league where some crazy things have overturned or allowed, what do you have to lose besides one man in a game you are already losing?
Yep. No, I agree. That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, roll the dice here.
I think you have a better chance there than scoring in a minute and a half. The math probably does not work out on that for me, but I still think you don't have much to lose in your 13th game in a row, possible 13th game in a row you have not won.
That's right. Anyway, Lindy also said that Darlene sitting out tonight was part of the plan for his recovery. All right, so Lindy,
that would have been nice to know, but okay.
Yes, now we know. Lindy Ruff's comments brought to you by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. And of course, Darlene, then I guess we'll say sitting out due to, we'll call it recovery mode. That's what we won't call it an injury. Quinn, healthy scratch, obviously. That's our injury report. It's brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at Catholic Health's St. Joseph Campus. Go with Joe's. All right, we'll update you on the standings right after we get you the scoreboard here. As we do to that, we go there next as the scores from around the league brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Well, Nashville won earlier in the afternoon, 3-2 over the LA Kings. Why is that significant? Well, Nashville passed Buffalo in the overall standings in the entire league. I'll update you on those standings in a moment. Other afternoon games, Calgary, a 6-4 win at home over Chicago. Edmonton wins in overtime. They beat San Jose by a score of 3-2. The Islanders, who Buffalo will play next, they won in Toronto tonight, 6-3. Montreal has won 2 in a row. After beating Buffalo, they now beat Detroit, 5-1 winners tonight over the Wings. Devils get a shutout and beat Pittsburgh 3-0. Overtime win for the Flyers over Columbus, 5-4. Winnipeg shuts out Minnesota 5-0. There are two games that are going to start here shortly if you want more hockey to watch tonight. Ottawa is at Vancouver. Seattle is in Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. All right, busy day elsewhere in sports. Let's go to the NFL next here. And the Bills' chances at a one seed looking slimmer and slimmer. I think I saw a percentage. It's now 89% in favor of the Chiefs as they improve to 14-1, winning today at home at Arrowhead Stadium, 27-19. Patrick Mahomes threw for a touchdown, ran for a touchdown. Kareem Hunt had 55 yards and a score. And Hollywood Brown's debut for Kansas City, he caught 5 passes in the game. The AFC North has really gotten interesting. Baltimore wins over Pittsburgh. They split the season series. They're both 10-5. Ravens win 34-17. Monster day for Derrick Henry as he ran for 162 yards. Lamar Jackson threw for 3 touchdown passes. So that'll be a battle to the wire to see who wins the AFC North. Of course, Bills, Pats tomorrow, 4:25 here on our flagship station, WGR. Pregame coverage starting at 11 a.m. Let's go now to, what do we got next? College football. They're at the half at the Horseshoe in Columbus, Ohio. The Buckeyes lead the Tennessee Volunteers 21-10. The winner will advance and be the final piece of, I guess we can call it, the Elite Eight that are left over. Other games today, Penn State won this afternoon easily over SMU, 38-10. They advance. They'll play Boise State in the next round. Texas at home, no problem with Clemson. The Longhorns win 38-24. And, of course, Notre Dame winning yesterday over Indiana. They advance yesterday. Notre Dame gets Georgia in the next round. The Ohio State-Tennessee winner, by the way, gets Oregon. And Texas will get Arizona State. Those will be kind of the next set of games. All right, let's go college basketball now. How about the Bonnies? They are playing some outstanding hoops down in Olean. A win today at the Riley Center over Niagara, 71-52, the score. Laje Jones, Chance Moore had 16 points each for the Bonnies in the win. Canisius, for season to forget, they're 0-13. They've lost 13 in a row. How about that? Just like the Sabres. They lose at Bradley tonight, 92-59. Syracuse falling at home today. They dropped to 5-6. Maryland handling them easily, 87-60. Okay, there's your score. So if you want some late night sports to watch, you can watch the second half of Ohio State-Tennessee football. Or you got a couple of hockey games out west that you can watch as well. Sabres fall 3-1. And again, we will talk to you Monday. Sabres and Islanders, the last game before the holiday break. And then the Sabres' next home game will be on December 27th against the Chicago Blackhawks. TJ, these games that are always around holidays, I always, you know, obviously I'm not, I'm always hoping for fans' sake that the Sabres play well, that there's an entertaining product. People spend a lot of money to go down there. We don't have to do a show now on how much it costs to go to a Sabres game with everything that's involved. But, you know, this December 27th game, this is the only Sabre home game around Christmas. So for some fan, this will be their one game of the year. Or guess what? For some kid, this will be his Christmas present that he gets to go to the game with his dad or his brother or his family or his friend, whatever. And, like, you know, I always think about those at games like this, like, please make hockey fun for them coming in for their one game, or people coming home in, you know, in town for the holidays to visit family. Maybe they live out of town, but they're native Buffalonian, and this is their one game of the year. And I don't know, because that's something I always think about on games like this, of just like, come on, be good for them, for those guys.
I feel like
guys.
We come back to this year after year and talk about that exactly. I struggle to find the words of how to describe how it feels to continue to have the same conversations over and over about this team and the organization and what's happened. But we're here, and it really is just, it really does leave me speechless. I don't even know what to say anymore about it. Multiple games-long losing streaks over the past 5 years since the COVID season.
Which is bad, TJ, also, because...
It's fair for everybody to be asking what is going on.
Yeah. It's bad because we're doing radio, and
right,
you know, we don't really have any visual for people to see our puzzled look on our faces of not knowing what to say about this team.
It's so troubling. It really is.
Yeah. It really is. I mean, obviously, tonight... of this 13 game stretch here was one of the better ones.
Right.
But this is the bar.
I can't
that
even
we've
bring myself
now.
To talk about that though, you know?
Right. Like, this is the bar that we've set of, "Oh, they didn't lose that bad tonight," or "Oh, they only let up 19 shots," you know? I mean, just this is where we're at with it. And again, today's December 21st, less than a month ago, on November 23rd, the Sabres were 3 points out of first place. 3 points out of first place. You want to know where that is now? Toronto's in first with 44. The Sabres have 26. So in less than a month, you've gone from 3 out of first to 18 out of first in less than a month. I mean, that is just a dramatic drop. The Sabres' goal differential, minus 22, is now second worst in the entire Eastern Conference. They've lost 6 straight regulation games. They're not even getting the loser points to try to keep them in it. The next team that they can even pass, TJ, is now 4 ahead of them. That's Detroit. Montreal is 5 ahead. Columbus is 6 ahead. The Islanders and Rangers are 7 ahead.
Teams you are already should have been better than. Teams that you have been better than. It's,
you know who's sitting in a playoff spot right now?
Really something.
Ottawa. Ottawa. The Sabres roster is not that much worse than Ottawa. Ottawa has 10 more points than Buffalo. They're sitting in a playoff spot right now. Yeah. No, that's the state that we're at right here.
Yep.
If there's any, go ahead. If there's any sort of miracle run coming, you know, it could be helpful to beat the teams that you need to pass along the way. The Islanders are one of them. You're seven behind them. You're going to need to pass Detroit, Montreal, Columbus, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Ottawa if you're going to make the playoffs. So you've got 48 games left to come up with a miracle run. The math would say it's over already. I'm not sitting here in any way saying that they have a chance. I think it's over. But if you still want to think about it and still want to believe, well, you've got to pass nine teams, right? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, eight teams to get there. So the Islanders are one of them. So if you want to think of Monday as a key game in that quest, well, there you go. You can have at it. You're better than me. The glass is definitely half empty for me with this team, or all empty at this point. All right, that'll wrap things up here on our postgame. Want to thank you for listening tonight. Want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer. Thank you, TJ. Kyle Powell on our social media. You can check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton is our reporter. Tom Maddy is our engineer. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Marty Baron, I'm Brian Colziel. The final from TD Garden in Boston, Bruins 3, Sabres 1. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow and the rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday night with the Sabres on Long Island, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.